The third pack of Oilus, first Mishnah. In the previous parak, we had a whole list of things that Tomei Mace and Matan Ba'oil, like a Gezais Min Amais, Molu Tavid Rekiv, Netzel, etc., Rav Hatzomas, all these things, if it was split into half, to two units, each one that has half of the amount, which is Matama, V'chnisim L'toich HaBayis. So basically, you have the full amount in the house, but it's not one unit. So Abdoisiv and Akinas, Matar, he says that since the it's not being mile on one piece that has the right shear, each piece independently does not have the shear, we don't combine two pieces together. What is the case? Now, the case is not exactly the case we started with. Yeah. Someone touches two half zesim of an nevela, you need a gezeis to be metame, or he picks them up. The mace. In the case of a mace, and again, a chatzis zayis, umayel al chatzis zayis. Person is touching a chatzis zayis, and he's leaning over another chatzis zayis. So here we're being mitzarif negia together with oil. Now, the Gemara over here says it's not talking about regular oil. It's talking about tuma retutso, which means the tuma is in a confined place. It doesn't have an oil on top of it, but it has something. There's two ways of understanding. The simple way of understanding is like a pillar or something on top of it, and that whole area is considered full of tuma. So basically, since it's considered full of tuma, it's not just like being a tent over the mace, but it's as if you're touching the mace itself, because the area on top of the mace is also considered an extension of the mace. So, negev a chatzizayis, a chatzizayis mile alov, or the other way around, that you're touching a chatzizayis and you're underneath this chatzizayis, which of tumah retutze, or mile chatzizayis al shnei chatzizayisim, or he's over two different places that have a chatzizayis, mile chatzizayis, chatzizayis mile alov, or he's on top of a chatzizayis and there's another and there's a chatzizayis above him. He's mitaher, v'chachomim mitamim. They are mitame because they say that the two things do combine. Avon and Geva Chatzizayis v'dover acher mile olov al Chatzizayis. Here's a case where it's not tumah retutze. So he's touching one Chatzizayis and then something else is the oil. Oy mile Chatzizayis. He's being mile and Chatzizayis v'dover acher mile olov al Chatzizayis. And there's something that is covering the two of them. Then he's tar. Here's mashma that everybody agrees that it's tar because here's negiyo and oihel that don't combine. Negiyo and tumah retutze, that is the machlokes where the tumah retutze is equivalent to be touching the mace itself. In such a case, there's a machlokes where the mitzarif the negiyo with the oihel. Yeah. Hakol Tomei Chutz Min Amaga in Mamasa. According to this opinion, then Rabbanan hold that you can be Mesarif all types of contact with Tuma except for touching and picking up. In other words, the oil is Mitzarif with touching because it's all combined in the oil. But touching one thing and picking up the other one without touching it is now mitzarif, or hamasim oil, also picking up something without touching it with and being an oil is also two different types of kabbalah's tumah. Zeklal kol shu b'shem echad tomei. If you mitzarif two ways of touching things that are a similar idea, then it is mitzarif. So touching an oil is a similar idea. The touching and masa, or masa and oil, is not the same idea, and that's Shnei Shemus, which is Torah. It's two different ways of being mitame oneself, and since you have a half a share of each one, then I'm starved.